I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. But the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community and put people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission trying to build some economic empowerment, get folks working, get some money in people's pockets, get some houses under them, get them out of debt, get this advertising working, get businesses developed. I have a long list of stuff. I'm a needy brother. I got needs over here, but it's not about me, folks. It's about my community. It's about my peeps, about my peoples. And it's another Friday. Man, I haven't been this excited to see Friday since last Friday. So I'm excited every Friday. Have a great show today. Have some great guests. Have a great co-host. Having a studio. Got a studio full of good folks. All this knowledge in here. The room is not big enough for all the knowledge and experience and expertise we have in this booth. I'm not sure any room is big enough. Start out with Mr. Co-host Danny Jones. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Robert. How are you today, sir?
Glad to have you back on the show. Man, I'm telling you, since the last time, folks been looking for you. I had to get you back in here.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, as you just said a minute ago, there's a strong need for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as it pertains to the finances and real estate, as the doc's going to be talking about, and, you know, other services that we can provide to our community.
Carl, you know, it starts with knowledge.
It does.
For the longest time, the slogan over here has been information is power.
Yes.
And that still is very relevant, but it also means you got to use that knowledge once you get it.
That's right.
Can't just sit on it. I keep going back to people watching Black Panther, the movie, and they come out of there, they pumping their chest and talking about, well, I'm ready now to go out here and Wakanda-wise or whatever. But you got to do something.
You got to do
something. Can't just take that information and sit on it. I also like to welcome to the mic Dr. Anthony Fears. Good morning, Dr. Fears.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
This man is a real estate guru. Anytime we're talking about houses and real estate, what's happening in the market, I know this guy going to keep us abreast of what's going on. Am I close to the mark there, Dr. Fears?
I think you're right on the mark there, Doc. I think you are very much, Robert, and thank you very much for those words of encouragement, if you will.
But Dr. Fears, he's been on the show before. He came on talking about VREP, and he's talking about the homes of veterans, and so he's no stranger to the mic. He's doing things out here, but that's what this show is about. We're not just about sitting up here talking. Anybody can talk.
That's right.
We're about doing it. Wouldn't you guys say so?
I agree.
Can I get amen up in the house?
Amen is in the house.
Don't get us
started. There's three amens in
the house. Three amens in the house.
Y'all may have church this morning. Look out. Gonna get me to the ha, ha. It reminds me of that wedding of Royal Redden they had the other last week.
Right.
And I'm thinking I'm telling you what happened. I woke up now. I was getting ready to go to this seminar we were involved in.
Right.
And I'm saying to myself, this brother does not watch royal weddings. That's just not part of my DNA.
No, it's not.
But I'm getting ready. I'm kind of walking, you know, you're walking past the TV and you're kind of looking back. Wait a minute. That brother on that afro.
in the royal wedding.
I'm serious. I look back and see a gray afro. Hey, wait a minute.
Pay attention to this, right?
I had to kind of moonwalk back a little bit. Say, hey, what's up here? What the heck is going on? And I end up watching it until I had to go.
Right.
Next thing I know, a choir up there singing, Lean On Me, and Stand By Me.
And African-American minister. And,
yes.
Little guy came out there playing a fiddle. What the thing?
Violin. I saw there was a show about his
cello.
Family.
The guy was playing a cello.
His entire family was on TV after that. They showed his entire family plays cellos, violins, and all these different instruments, and he's a prodigy.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the prodigy. So, wonderful. That was awesome to see a 19-year-old young man that plays the violin so well be invited to the royal wedding. That was
absolutely
really
wonderful.
Something to see.
It was.
It was not your, was it like not your dad's Oldsmobile? This was not your dad's royal wedding. Now, y'all know, even though they didn't let us see, You know they had to be doing electric slide at the reception.
At the reception.
I'm serious. They probably doing the wobble and all kind of
all
stuff.
Of that.
All right, folks. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Danny Jones and Dr. Anthony Fears. We got a great show lined up for you today. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about advertising and why no advertising means no business. I'm just going to stop being kind to you people out here now. I'm telling you, I've been tiptoeing around this. But if you all are not advertising, your business is going to fail.
That's right.
There is no other way to put it. I can't sugarcoat it anymore. So I'm going to give you the 411 on why I strongly believe that. And we'll do that at 11:15. At the next break, we're going to be talking with Dr. Fear is going to be talking about real estate, what's going on in the market. And, of course, 11 o'clock. So Danny Jones, he's got an interesting segment today. What's that segment about there again?
The segment today is going to be about negative interest debt and what your creditors don't want you to know.
Ooh, boy, whenever somebody says something, they don't want me to know something.
Yeah.
You know, that makes me interested.
That's right. They want our money, but they don't want us to know how they're using our money to keep us in debt.
Oh, my God.
You should have a wide audience today. Right?
But Danny brings it. See, Danny's also a pastor, a minister.
Oh, yes.
So when he talks, man, he just kind of fills up the room and gets folks interested. So anyway, looking forward to that, folks. Got a lot going on. This is Memorial Day weekend. It's a federal holiday that's celebrated on the last Monday in the month of May to honor men and women who have fallen serving their country. Now, the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day is Memorial Day is remembering those who died in battle or as a result of a wound they sustained in battle. And Veterans Day is set aside for people who actually died and those who are still living. And that's celebrated in November 11, regardless of the day of the week that it falls on. And both of them have in common some good old cookouts, some hot dogs and hamburgers and tater salad.
Tater salad.
So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that going on this weekend.
No doubt.
So a lot of people on the road this weekend. It's going to be one of those heavy travel days. Beautiful weather. Gas prices have creeped up a little bit. Some other things that are happening in the news, the national anthem now has become a requirement for the NFL players. Man, I don't know about that. They saying so that you don't disrespect the flag. Man, I've seen this flag disrespected so many times. Why are they going to pick on these football players? I mean, that's just more Trumpism. Don't disrespect the flag. Forget about me and all the disrespect that I'm doing. But anyway, that's in the news now. So we're probably going to see some more protests about the coming up in the National Football League this season. So hang on to your hat for that. Mr. Morgan Freeman has found himself in hot water. Matter of fact, Visa, he's been the spokesperson for Visa for many years. And Visa have actually withdrawn their his contract. They said, look, bro, you out here messing with folks. We're going to take our money back. Now, I looked at a segment that CNN did on Morgan Freeman, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's not nearly as egregious as some of the other things. He's not a Bill Cosby by any stretch, but he made some comments. He kind of drooled at a lady. They say he kind of put his hands on some folks' back. There was no accusation so far that he actually raped anybody or physically assaulted anybody.
Right. Or groped anybody.
So I'm really interested to see how this one works out because I haven't seen enough yet to say that I'm not going to watch any more Morgan Freeman movies. Or,
absolutely.
It hasn't risen to that level yet. Yeah. But, I mean, anytime you disrespect women or treat them unfairly or even grope them or even, you know, put your hand on them uninvited, I think it's wrong. But we also know that all these instances are not the same. We have Harvey Weinstein, who's being charged today. He's going to court today because he was actually charged with raping a young lady, this lady, Lucrea Evans. And so that's playing out in the news today as well. So a lot of things are happening here. And we try to keep you abreast of what's going on in the news and what's going on around the world. Now, here's another story that I'm just really, really distressed over. I don't know if you all followed this story about this
It's on the internet, and that's why you have to watch what you hear about on the internet. You can't just believe everything you hear. This young lady, Sharita Dixon Cole, she was arrested by the police, and she accused the police of really raping her, taking her, threatening to shoot her boyfriend if he intervened, and I mean, it really made a big stink over the internet. So this activist, Sean King, came to her defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he put out this big story about how, you know, this lady had been done wrong and the police were the worst people in the world. And this was an example of why, it was a big, big, big stink. Well, come to find out, they released the dash cam video. It was not true.
Wow.
he probably still shouldn't have taken locked the lady up. She had been intoxicated. They probably could have done something less severe than locking her up or taking her downtown, but it seems that the video vindicated the police officer. I mean, there was no, I mean, he's actually pretty courteous to her. I mean, he had to walk the line a few times and do, you know, with jump on one leg and touch your nose. He had to doing all this stuff, but there was no indication that he had any type of contact with her other than arresting her and taking her downtown. So, of course, Sean King, who has he has a pretty good reputation of coming to the defense of people who've been in treated unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
But this was such a egregious era of extremes, the extreme case of what the police was charged with and the extreme case of what it actually was in reality. And so it kind of made us all in our industry. Anybody who has a mic, a mouthpiece, a following, is to do a better job of vetting. Whether you're in the Me Too movement, whether you're in the Black Lives Matter movement, whatever your cause is, just because somebody says something happened to them, don't discount it, but consider your own reputation and your credibility when you start jumping on these calls.
Absolutely. I, my concern with that, Robert, today is this, is that, you know, they have all these allegations, and our country was built on the foundation that you're innocent before. You're
right.
Innocent. You're guilty only after you've been proven
right.
guilty. You're innocent until proven
right.
guilty. But that has gone to the wayside
yeah.
along with so many other things that we have in this country, you know, the all these allegations, you know, and, you know, women have the right to say no and to let people know that there is inappropriate reactions or actions being taken by their male counterparts at the time that is happening, rather than to wait months and years later to bring about allegations and try to destroy someone's life, when they can simply just say, hey, don't touch me.
Right.
Don't look at, don't, you know, I don't feel quite right when you look at me that way.
Right.
You know, the comments you made about my backside is inappropriate. If you say that up front, you're more than likely going to get the response that you need
right.
from yeah. that person. And they will check themselves at that point. If they don't, then you actually do have something to talk about.
That's good advice. All right, folks,
good
this
advice.
Is the
good
marketing
advice.
Pulpit. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, what the credit companies don't want you to know. Courtesy of Danny Jones, this is the Marketing Pulpit. If you want to join us, call 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. In town right now on southbound 295 before Pennsylvania Avenue, road work in the left lane delays. From Burroughs Avenue, inner loop of the Beltway, though, from the BW Parkway to 450 Annapolis Road. If you're heading to the Eastern Shore, really not much of a delay to the Bay Bridge right now, eastbound on 50. If you're heading south of town, delays on 95 in Virginia, off and on from Lorton to Fredericksburg. You can't change the whole world, but you can change the world for a child in poverty. Choose your child now at compassion.com/radio. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Clear overnight down to about 70 for low. Tomorrow partly cloudy early, and then thunderstorms likely in the afternoon tomorrow, a high near 86. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
We are celebrating Memorial Day weekend, and hats off to all of the veterans who have served our country. And Our prayers are those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. I have three brothers myself who served in the military. They're all still with us. So we do celebrate them on Veterans Day. And this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. I have in the studio Dr. Anthony Fears, and I have Danny Jones. I'd like to recognize our sponsors, Mr. Ferguson Financial Group. So to all you listeners out there, especially you business owners, did you know that paying taxes on your retirement income may erode your retirement savings? Would you like to receive retirement income potentially tax-free and possibly keep more of your savings? Well, call Dwight Ferguson of Ferguson Financial Group at 301-322-4294 or visit DwightFerguson.com. That's DwightFerguson.com. He can show you strategies that may help you reduce your taxes during your retirement years and keep more of your money. And we all like that. Call Dwight Ferguson at 301-322-4294. Dwight Ferguson offers security through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management, a registered investment advisor. Ferguson Financial Group is independent of Questar Capital Corporation and Questar Asset Management. Call Dwight Ferguson today at 301-322-4294. Call this brother. Danny, I had the pleasure. I think we're going 3 for 3 now. How many have we had? The debt for?
Debt to wealth.
Debt to wealth. In house, home buying and debt to wealth workshop. We've had that over at the Beckles Center over in Atlanta, Maryland, where Ms. Kia Carbage is sponsoring the event. And we have had, we had a good out, man. We was like, it was thunderous in there on this past Saturday. Had a good turnout. I had attorney Cornice Graves. She made her initial, her maiden voyage appearance. Some of the regulars, the Hockaday Bay, debt. Credit score lady.
Bonita Clark. Yeah, she was good. Awesome.
And then the real estate lady. What's her name?
That's Gwen Gasquet. Gwendolyn Gasquet, real estate agent.
Right. And then we had Carl Harris.
Yes, Carl.
And Craig from Allstate.
From Allstate. No, it's from, is it?
State Farm.
State Farm.
I say it every time, man. He's going to get me. But great lineup of people, and they have the whole purpose behind the event is to help people move from debt to wealth. Because right now we have seen a situation in our country where the wealth has coagulated toward the top. The top 1% has as much wealth as the bottom 99%.
Combined.
And so we've become a country of haves and have-nots. And so what we have been able to do with this workshop is to move people from debt into wealth. And what we found out, Danny, is that it's not a one step. You got to do a series of steps.
That's right.
You got to get your credit score up. And another big pivotal gargantuan part of it is to get rid of some of that debt.
To get rid of the debt. You know, Robert, I want to share with you that one of the things that I found is that the education that we received in school did not address this matter.
That's right.
It never addressed the matter of debt.
They didn't teach me. I don't know if it's what they teach you.
No, I've been asking people recently. No. I said, you know, even high schoolers, can you tell me about your debt, about what you learned in school about debt? And none of them could tell me anything about debt. And financial literacy is a big thing in this country that mm-hmm. we need to focus our more attention on and educate ourselves on not only just how to acquire money, but, you know, instead of just saving money, to save your money, have it sit and do almost nothing in a savings account mm-hmm. versus investing it in a way that is going to grow for you
right.
so that you can have money to grow your wealth.
Man,
so you can avoid your debt.
I wish somebody had told me this.
Well, you know, it's interesting to say that we're talking about this wealth building issue
mm-hmm.
because a lot of folk don't realize it, but the number one wealth building project is buying a home. That's the best way that
that's
people
right.
in the world know is to create wealth by buying a home.
That's exactly right.
Understand that there are times based on your credit, of course, and your debt that you can't buy a home and you have to rent. But that rental period should be a short period of time, not something that you're going to extend beyond 2-3 years at the most.
Well, that's like what Kia Carpage said. She said, you're paying a mortgage when you're renting. You're just paying somebody else's.
That's right.
You're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the main thing about that is this, is that, you know, when it comes down to home buying, you know, we should be coming out of school and college, we should be saving for that. We save for the college education. Now we need to learn how to save for the house buying process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to save money, to invest money, to put ourselves in a position to be able to purchase that first home.
Absolutely.
And there's so many programs available today that we need to, and we have to educate ourselves. And one of the things I like to tell our audience is that to read the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It's a lot of information, but that information is there to protect us and to give us an understanding about where we're going in regards to our credit, what the rules are
the
creditor and for us, and the Fair Debt Relief Act and the Fair Debt Reporting Act. These acts are there to protect us against these unscrupulous creditors who are trying to keep us in debt not trying to help us.
But people are not going to read. Are people going to read that act, though? What do they have to do to get them to read?
Most folks don't read it, and then we have
many. They know that. They know that you're not going to read it.
Right.
They're depending on you not reading
it. That's why they made it so long, because they know that we're not going to read it. And then we have those of us who read it and don't act on it.
Okay.
So if they can get 85% of the people to avoid reading it, and another 15% of the people, or another 85% of people who do read it, not to do it, then they've actually looked at those of us who do as the cost of doing business.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing to understand this, but we have to look at the history of this issue. There are a number of African-American families who have not been privy to the education of buying home and debt, because many of us have not had the father at home to lead the effort, and dealing with a lot of other community distractions.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes.
Economic
distractions. Mm-hmm. So, quite honestly, we are behind the curve. And I'm glad to hear that there are and know that there are workshops and seminars that the public can go to and learn how-tos. And one of the things I say to folk is you have to go to these seminars and learn. And if you don't, you're going to miss out on building you some significant wealth. And call people, call realtors, you know, call folk who are in the business of financing, and get, even if you have to get two or three opinions, get them. Don't just go willy-nilly blind and accepting the word of one person, thinking that it's going to be the word, because that's how a lot of folk who bought homes prior to 2007 and came into these last 10, 11 years and lost everything.
That's right.
And the reason, Doc, that they lost everything is because they bought houses because the money was made easily available, but they did no research and no reading.
And
I tell people this all the time. There's a 3-day right of rescission when you purchase a house, in which you can go back and have your contract looked at by an attorney or consultant, someone who understands it, to see if the deal that you did was a good deal.
Absolutely.
And most people don't.
Well, Danny, tell me about this negative interest debt and what the creditors don't want us to know. Break that down.
Oh, yes. Let's do that. You know, one of the things the creditors don't want us to know is that when we make a payment on a car note or on a mortgage note or on a credit card or student loan, that only a small percentage of the actual payment, this is if you pay on time, only a small portion of the payment is applied to the principal balance.
Mm.
And here's why that's important. The principal balance is the amount that they charge the interest to. So as long as the principal balance stays high, the interest that they're going to earn on us becomes greater.
Mm.
And to give you a breakdown of that, if you buy a car, let me show you this one on the house that I did the other day. A $300,000 purchase on a home at 6.5% interest over 30 years, you end up paying $682,000 for the house, a $300,000 house. In 30 years, if you pay on time, you will pay them $682,000 because they're applying a small portion of your payment to the principal and a greater amount to the interest, which is their profit.
Absolutely. One thing I'm hoping you share, and I like to share with my clients, both buyers and particularly the buyers, is that if they make that regular monthly payment of assuming $1,000, and they take another $100 and pay towards the principal amount and have that check to the lender saying principal payment only, they are knocking, if they just did that once or twice a year, they're knocking anywhere from 5 to 7 years off the back end of that loan.
Absolutely. And, Doc, I'm glad you said that, because in our system, what we found is that
and when you look at your contract with any creditor, whether it be a mortgage lender, a credit card dealer, I mean a credit card service, or if it's a vehicle loan or a student loan or any type of loan with interest, we're not just stuck with paying them an extra payment per month.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the best ways to save money is to be able to pay the additional money you was going to save towards the principal balance if you have a mortgage. So if I've got, I'm going to put $500 in the bank, instead of me putting it in and drawing 1% interest, I can pay that to the principal only on my loan and save myself hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan, which is in itself a savings.
Man.
However, let me say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty in it is that there's no prepayment penalty in our contracts. That's a piece of good news. That's a golden nugget for y'all out there that's listening.
Probably something they don't want you to know.
That's the thing they don't want you to know.
We have to be careful about that, Doc. And that is, many contracts do have that prepayment penalty in them. We have to make sure, and I do that when I look at a contract for my buyers, I make certain that that lender has not implemented a clause that says that my client cannot pay that loan off early.
And, you know, they cannot hold us to prepayment for the life of the loan.
Right.
It can be a short period of 2 years. It may be a short period of five. Most of the time I've seen it 2 years in most of the contracts I've seen.
All right, folks, hold that thought. We got some interesting conversation going here on how to get out of debt. We got some experts in the house. This is Robert Gatewood. I am the marketing pulpit, and I have Danny Jones and Anthony Fears right here in the studio. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be talking about real estate in a minute, but right now we're talking about what the creditors don't want you to know. Marketing pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, blizzards, wildfires. When a natural disaster strikes, the Army National Guard's citizen soldiers are on the ground at a moment's notice. Whether saving lives, protecting property, or restoring hope, they're driven by something greater, a calling to serve their community. If you feel called to step up, stand out, and serve others, visit NationalGuard.com. Learn about the benefits of part-time guard service, like earning a paycheck, gaining career skills, and help with college tuition. Check out the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Now, there's somebody out there sitting there in debt. You're sitting there scratching your head. You're kind of despondent. You're feeling like life is taking a wrong turn for you. But I am here today to tell you that there is hope. You have to take control of this situation. Now, it's easy to sit and wallow in your own mess and say, wow, man, I blew it. I'm just going to wait till the next life. Maybe I'll come back as a millionaire or something. Doesn't quite work that way, folks. You have to take control of the life you're in. You might come back and worse shape than you are right now. So what you want to do is take the advice of the experts, people that are giving you advice that anybody, any of us can follow. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have money in the bank. you have to start just taking advantage of the resources that are available to you now, and that's why we have these experts in the booth. I am Robert Gatewood. This is the Marketing Pulpit. So call us if you have a question. We have Mr. Danny Jones. He's talking about what these credit companies don't want you to know. And so call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876 if you have a question for any of our guests. Later in the show, I'm going to be talking about why you should be advertising. If you're sitting there right now as a business owner, and you're sitting there saying to yourself, I am fed up with this company, I'm not getting any sales, or the phones aren't ringing, but you haven't advertised, I'm going to say, what in the world is your problem? You didn't know that when you started a company that you didn't have to advertise? I'm going to go as far as to say, if you don't have enough money to advertise, then you probably shouldn't even be in business in the first place, because you're not going to be in there long. You're just wasting time and money. You have to advertise, and what I want to do later in the show is give you some tips on how to do it right. Danny, you had us on the edge of our seat here talking about the what these credit companies don't want you to know. Sound like they you said what's that act called?
The Fair Credit Reporting Act.
And all this good information is in there, but you read it, I guess. A lot of it is in there.
And we can take our time and read this information. You don't want to read it all at once. Read some today and some tomorrow, but make it a point to do so, to educate yourself.
Well, I like what you just said there, and that's been a challenge, I think, in our community, and many communities, is that we feel like if we can't do it by tomorrow night, it's not worth doing it. There are so many things that are a process. You just have to, that's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
That's right.
If you are in debt, if you are underwater, if you're in an apartment, you're paying a couple of $1,000 a month, you're trying to move into a house, you don't just walk out today and say, look, well, I tried it, it didn't work out. No, you've got to take the steps. Same thing applies to starting a successful business. You don't just walk out here tomorrow and say, look, well, I started this business, and here it is. Almost, I've been in business a week now, and I'm not rich yet.
You know, we fall down. You know, going in business and getting out of debt, buying real estate, all are like being a brand new baby. You stumble and you fall, but you keep getting up until you get it right. And one thing about the system that we talk about is that when you're in debt, even if you're in debt and you're behind on your bills, if you take this system and pay to the principal only and start applying it, even if you owe $200 a month and you only apply $50 a month to the principal balance only, it's still going to reduce your debt significantly than it would be if you didn't do anything at all.
Well, Danny, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What if somebody like myself who just said, look, I don't have time to do this. I got a job. I got 15 responsibilities. Is there folks that can help them with this process?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, there is. My company is called Abundant Asset Alliance Group, Incorporated. We're located right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We service anyone in the entire United States who has any credit debt, be it a mortgage or a note on a vehicle, personal loan debt, credit card debt, or even student loan debt. And we do have a process. My trusted assistants, Latoya Vessels and Nicola Nickens, will assist you in being able to get through this process for a nominal fee of $165 per creditor.
Get out of here. Only $165?
Just $165 per creditor.
Man, that's one note.
We're not trying to get rich. We're just trying to get everybody there.
Man, that is unbelievable. That, man, I'm telling you, get ready. Your phone's going to light. You about to blow something up for you.
If they just stop smoking cigarettes, couple of weeks, they have enough money to pay that.
So if somebody's locked in one of these bad car note loans, and they know they had a bad deal, but they can improve that deal by paying to the principal, knocking out some of the years off that loan, and they can walk out of here now with their heads up saying, look, things looking better.
This is true.
$165
For $165 instead of, if you got a 5-year car loan, if you pay to the principal balance only, your car will be paid off in 2 years. And it doesn't really matter what your interest rate is. It matters how you pay to the principal balance only.
And I love it. Well, tell folks again how they can find you, please.
Well, you can reach me by email at dljtrustees.com. That's dljtrustees@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website, which is paytotheprince.wixsite.com, and look at our site and be able to use the contact information. Or you can call me at area code 540-522-1930. Please don't call me during the segment.
Let me go to voicemail. Hey, folks, also go to marketingpulpit.com. We have Danny right there on the homepage. His contact information is there. and call this brother, and you can do something about this starting today. It's not going to be a overnight fix, but like many things, when you fix it, it's fixed. It's done. Life gets better. Thanks,
well,
Danny.
Know, Robert, to continue with what Danny was speaking of with respect to paying principal only,
mm-hmm.
a significant amount of money to the principal in addition to paying the note for the car or whatever the credit revolving credit card account may be. You're then having enough money to start looking at buying a home.
Oh, boy.
Because now you're talking about saving money for that initial down payment.
That's right.
And beginning to look at creating wealth.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to get back into the habit of doing regularly, and that is the thought, the mindset, and the definiteness of purpose and is to create wealth.
But Doc, here's an opportunity, Doc. Mm-hmm. Here's, based on what you just said, here's a great thing.
Okay.
You got a car note for 5 years.
Absolutely.
Right? If you pay to the principal balance only, and in 2 years the car is paid off, but instead of taking the $300 and going shopping, and you take that and multiply that times the 36 months that you don't have to pay the car note, that's over $10,000 and more than enough for a down payment for that new home.
Easily.
Oh,
easily.
My God. Man, easily. Y'all solving problems easily. Up in here. Dr. Fears.
Yes, sir.
Now, you made a good point there earlier about wealth building. And as we know in our community, in the African-American community, most of our wealth has traditionally been in our homes.
Yes.
Am I correct?
You're very correct.
So let's say somebody out there listening, they've taken Danny's advice and start accumulating this money. Now they're not paying on a car note. They've made some money. What should they do? How does this process work?
Well, I would suggest that if they are serious about buying a home,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that I would suggest to them is to sit at the table mm-hmm. with themselves or their significant other and do what Ben Franklin used to do for the Continental Congress years ago. You know, Ben Franklin was noted to be the smartest of
the founding
fathers.
Right.
They would come to him and say, Ben, we got this problem. How do we solve it? And Ben would always go and write on a piece of paper a T-square. You know, in accounting, we got this T-square, and he'd draw a line right. across and just draw a T. And on one side, he put the assets, and the other side, he put the liabilities.
Right.
And I tell my clients, when you're looking at buying a home, let's look at what you want in a home and what you need in a home. Because you need certain things in a home, like a living room and a kitchen and a right. bathroom. You don't have to have a basement. You don't have to have a family room. You don't have to have that big backyard. This is your first home, if it is to be that. So I would suggest to them to do that, number one.
Let me ask you, hold that thought right there.
Okay.
Now, many people, they feel like, and this I've run into this in business when I'm offering people web services, advertising services. They want to start out at the top. They want to start out with the biggest, the baddest, and they're comparing themselves with others.
We have a real big habit of doing that.
How big of a problem is that?
That's a real big problem. I have had clients say, you know, I want to buy a home of $300,000-$400,000. Oh, no, I want this in a home. I want this living room. I want this dining room, separate dining room, big kitchen, and 3-4 bedrooms. I want a basement. And I say, well, okay, I mean, how much can you afford to pay a month? And they say, well, I can afford to pay maybe $1,700 a month. I say, you won't find that home.
Tell us all if you find that.
Yeah, yeah.
You will, but the agents ain't going to want to move out.
But I say to them, look, what do you need in a home?
Do that T-square.
Do the T-square piece. Right. And then, of course, let's look at your debt.
Okay.
You know, look at your credit report. You know, you can get in Maryland, you can get your annual credit report once a year free.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are going to Credit Karma and they'll get their credit score. But then I say to them, all right, call a realtor. You know, I wish they'd call me and then I'd be able to direct them in the right direction. But they want to be able to look at their credit report and say to themselves, well, I've got these issues, but let me find out for sure. Find an agent, and that agent would direct them to a lender, and that lender would do a review of their credit report and tell them specifically what they need to do and what they don't need to do. A lot of folk don't understand in the lending business that lenders look at what they call a seasoning period, and mm-hmm. that is 12 months.
Okay.
From January to December or whatever, if it's May to May, they look at those last 12 months. Now, excluding certain things such as bankruptcy and repossessions and foreclosures and short sales, et cetera. If you've been late on some payments and prior to these 12 months, those really are not considered in that seasoning period, if you will,
right,
as significant as some other things are. But what they'll do is just take a look at your credit report and be able to give you an idea of what you can afford and what you can't afford based on your credit ratios, okay? So then, of course, a person needs to look at that, talk to a realtor and say, you know, I want to buy a home. And I say to them, all right, where do you want to buy that home? Because we now are looking at this whole area I call shopping for a home.
Right.
I want to find out where you want that home to be located. What community amenities do you want that home that are important for you? What type of house is it? Is it a single family home? Is it detached or is it a town home? Is it a rambler? Is it a ranch or colonial? I need to know all those kinds of things. So I ask my folk to sit down at the table, have that conversation with themselves or with their significant others, give me a call, and then we can have a further conversation about
absolutely.
All right, folks, hang on a second. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. I have a Dr. Anthony Fears talking about buying a home. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about advertising. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. On 295 southbound, it was roadwork in the left lane before Pennsylvania Avenue in delays from Burroughs Avenue to get past it. Northbound 295 is slow from the 11th Street Bridge to East Capitol Streets. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, you're pretty slow from 197 heading up to 198. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures. At a walk event near you, get started at cctakesteps.org. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Compassion International for today. Mostly sunny, high near 87 degrees. Clear overnight tonight down to 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning and then thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high near 86. You can't change the whole world, but you can change the world for a child in poverty. Choose your child now at compassion.com/radio. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, Wakanda is alive and well at the Marketing Pulpit today. Folks, it's not just about talking and wearing a dashiki. You have to get out here and do something to change your condition. Now, don't just do it for you. Some people say, ah, look, I'm good. I can go live in a box somewhere. Well, look, let's think about generational. Let's take this emphasis off of ourselves and think about how can we help the common good. What can we do to help our community to build legacy, wealth, things that we can pass down? I get tired of every summer, gentlemen. Every summer, we got to go out here and haul our kids to somebody else's community so they can get a job in the summertime.
Because
we
right.
can't do it ourselves.
That's right.
So we have to look at the big picture here. And the best way to do this is to look at the incremental steps that are necessary to get us out of debt over to wealth. We have two erudite gentlemen here today that are experts in these fields on how to get out of debt. Mr. Jones has given us some good advice on how to pay to the principal balance. Read that Fair Credit Reporting Act. Understand how the system works. The system is really built, I don't want to say to take advantage of you, it's built to take advantage of your lack of knowledge.
Exactly, exactly. The lack of knowledge and understanding how your payment is being applied.
Right.
And you have the right to change that by simply sending certain documents to them and requesting that they do just that.
And
apply my debt, my payment, the way I would like it applied, absolutely, which will help me to reduce my debt much quicker and in turn get you out of debt a lot sooner.
Absolutely.
Now, Dr. Fears, now there was some, we talked about how the home is like in our community particularly has been our, almost like our bank, our Fort Knox. That's where our wealth has been stored. Now, what are some of the other advantages of home ownership?
Well, I tell you, I go way back to the first time I bought a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we were living in a basement apartment, and it was cold and snow. And,
oh, man.
And I made a decision to buy a home. And immediately, that into the end of that first year, I got these notices from the bank
mm-hmm.
and telling me how much money I had spent on mortgage interest.
Mm, man, that's a wake-up call.
I'm saying, what? I, at the time, did not have any children. But then I looked at that and my income and deducted that mortgage interest and the taxes I had paid on that home. I had a significant tax return that year. Then following that, I had children, of course, and then I got an additional savings from having those children. But importantly, with that home, I went from not getting any return by paying rent to getting a significant tax return by buying a home, having that home, paying the mortgage interest, and paying the taxes on that home. In addition to that, there's this third quiet or silent factor called appreciation in this home. My home went from, say, $100,000 to $110,000, $120,000, and $130,000 over the years. And then what I looked at was other people buying their first homes and then selling it and parlaying the wealth that had been built in that home into a larger home.
Exactly.
Stay in that home for 2, 3, 5 years and take that home, sell it, and parlay that home into a much larger and hopefully your final home.
It keeps going back to the process.
The process.
It's not going to happen overnight, folks, but it's never too late to start.
It's never too late to start.
I don't care if you're 15 or 115. There is a benefit of starting this process, even if you don't finish it. Let your family members finish it for you, but
that's
you
right.
cannot say it's too late.
It's never too late.
Write that out of your
never too late
out of your lexicon.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and today is the first day to get it started. I have an interesting question for you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, I know that when we buy a house and we write off the mortgage interest, we get a couple of thousand or maybe a thousand or more on our tax returns, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But how would you like it if you paid to the principal balance only and you owe $300,000 less than you normally pay? Mm. Which one would you rather have? Mm. Would you rather pay $300,000 less and have your house paid off in 14 years, or would you rather get that extra $2,000 per year?
Well, if I may suggest, why not do them both at the same time?
Okay.
Why not, whilst I'm paying my mortgage, I pay an extra month payment, if you will, like I say, $100 if I have that. Might have a side job or might have a bonus or something coming. I did some overtime, for example. I'll take that check and pay it to principal only payment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'm still paying my regular mortgage payment, of course, and then at the end of the year, I have paid maybe 1, 2, or 3 payments extra principal only. I'm knocking off the back end of my loan automatically, and I'm going to still get that check at the end of the year. I mean, that note is a 1098, I think it is, from the mortgage company. It says to me, hey, Fierce, you paid X number of dollars in interest, and here's the taxes you paid. So I'm killing two birds with one stone.
For right now, you are, until Donald Trump gets finished with it.
I want all the money for me. I'm going to not show my taxes, but you better show yours. Hey, Dr. Fields. Now, Dr. Fields, you help people with this. You are very established. Now, tell people about your company and how they can reach you, please.
Well, I've been for the last 10 years, particularly with RE/MAX, but prior to that, I was with Long and Foster for a minute, and I've sold real estate from Ohio to Pennsylvania to Maryland now, and as a realtor part time, now full time.
Mm-hmm.
We provide as a realtor with RE/MAX, I provide outstanding professional service to my clients.
Okay.
I'm very receptive and to my buyers and sellers. I'm honest, I'm trustworthy, and I'm dependable.
And you're knowledgeable, quite knowledgeable.
Yes, yeah, some people have referred to me as the real estate doctor.
I like it.
Yeah, I did. You know, I do have my doctorate in education, but now I said, well, you know, it makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
Real estate doctor, because I do a tremendous amount of research for my buyers and my sellers, because I want them to benefit the best. And of course, we provide significant benefits for my buyers. You know, we work with several lenders who can work with them to get good home loans and get money from the sellers of these properties. So in addition to my sellers, of course, I market the properties in about 7 different places. I give them a what we call a 44-step marketing guide to a home value audit, so I can go in, have a visit with them, and show them what things they need to do to make their homes sellable, if you would. And for many of my sellers and for my buyers, I give them certain benefits. I mean, that could save them thousands of dollars. Mm. I mean, home warranties, for example, for my sellers and for my buyers. Because I like sleeping at night. I don't want anybody calling me, waking me up, saying, fears you did a bad, did me
right.
a bad job.
I know what you mean.
But my reputation is very important to
me.
And I'm very honest and trustworthy with people. And I don't do anything in this business of real estate that I wouldn't want somebody to do for me.
And that is exactly why you're here today, because I feel the same way. I've been dealing with you now almost a year, and
yes,
you have been nothing but honest and man of integrity and knowledgeable.
I really
like your knowledge and expertise.
Thanks, sir.
How can people reach you if they want to take advantage of all this knowledge?
Well, Robert, I have a website. Is that called Sraef, S-R-A-E-F, properties.com. They can reach me on my cell phone, 443-465-2455. They can email me at anthony@A as in Apple, A as in Apple, F as in Frank, properties.com.
And folks, that information is also on marketingpulpit.com. Go there, contact Mr. Dr. Fears. He's the real estate doctor. Man, you're the doctor to me, so I mean, man, knows this stuff. And I like your demeanor. It's really comforting. It's like we call it a good bedside manner. Easy to talk to.
Well, thank you,
I mean,
sir.
I like that. I really like that.
Thank
so
you.
We
thank
have
you.
Two very.
And he has a little black bag with him.
That good real estate doctor. All right, folks. Let's talk business. Let's talk advertising for a minute. Now, some of you guys out here, and you guys feel free to jump. If a tree falls in the desert, in the forest, and nobody's there to hear it, doesn't make a noise. That's been that age old question people have put out there. Well, the same thing can be applied to a business. If you start a business and nobody knows about it, is this business going to make an impact? Not.
No.
It's
not. I don't think so.
Little to none.
If you think about that for a minute, and people have overcomplicated advertising. You get into all this stuff about Facebook, Cambridge Analytica, clicks, tweets, and all this kind of stuff. Advertising is simply about delivering impression, letting people know you exist.
That's right.
Now, you can dress it up any way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if people don't know you or you exist, you are like that tree that falls in the forest. I don't care how good you are. Just like Danny, all this good information he has. If nobody knew about it, people are going to be still out here paying, staying in debt. People are going to be living in apartments if they don't know about Dr. Fears over here. Bottom line, you have to let people know that you are in business. Now, some of you guys are sitting out there, and you ladies, you're saying to yourself, I've got this business, but I got my good government job over here, so I'm not really trying to blow things up yet. But you're in a job that you absolutely hate. If no other reason to advertise, that's a good one. You out here working for some little snot who doesn't know anything about the business that you're in. You out here working for some people just downright jerks that are treating you disrespectfully. Some of you have been working for bigots and racists who really don't even like you for who you are.
Absolutely.
Get from under this. But to do that, you got to start yourself a good business, and then you have to advertise. I'm not even saying you have to advertise with me. You can call Karen Jackson over here at WOL and get on this station. You can call my company, Gatewood Marketing. We will do it for you. We will show you how it's done. But I'm going to give you some quick tips today. Now, the main reason people don't advertise is because, one, they feel like, I'm about to spend this money and I may not see it again. I'm about to throw this money down a well and I may never see it again. Now, if that was my attitude and that was my belief, I wouldn't advertise either. But that does not excuse you from advertising.
That's right.
Your choices are not to advertise or not. It's to advertise correctly or advertise incorrectly. Given those choices, you got one choice. To advertise and do it right.
And do it right the first time.
That is exactly what it is. Now, here's some tips on what you need to do. This is what advertising wisely includes. First of all, you have to understand your product. Understand the need that it's fulfilling. If you don't do that, you're already behind the eight ball. The second thing, you have to know who your audience is.
That's right.
Who needs this product that I'm offering now? Just like Danny just said, there's somebody out there that needs his product exactly. Find those people.
That's right.
Now you've started the ball to rolling. Now, you have to advertise where that audience can see that.
That's right.
You have to find the right place to advertise.
Everybody needs the service. The question is, how effective can you be in letting them see how they can get it from you without taking them through a whole lot of trouble?
That's exactly right. You got it, Daddy. Now you have to understand how much it costs to get a customer. Now, these are metrics in advertising. Advertising is a science, a soft science, not like math, not a hard science like math, but there is some metrics you understand. One of those is understand the cost per acquisition, what it costs to get a customer. Now, once you advertise, you have to engage in a sales effort. everybody that responds is not ready to order right away. They have questions. Like, you guys are both dealing with some very complicated issues. Nobody's going to pick up the phone today and say, sign me up. They're going to have questions.
Exactly.
That's why you have to engage in a sales effort. We're doing things, we're talking about things that are going to make your advertising work and make it make yourself advertising wisely. You have to understand the lifetime value of a customer. The person that gives you the $165 or pay you that real estate commission the first time, you will starve to death on one-off sales. You have to build a system that gets you repeat business mm-hmm. and referral business.
That's right.
If you're not doing that, your advertising is not going to work and your business is going to fail. Now, here's one that people kind of sweep under the rug. You have to provide good service.
That's right.
That is just as American as apple pie. If you're not providing good service, you're not going to get retention and you're not going to get that lifetime value. And here's one, I'm just going to throw this in as a personal. Stop taking advice from folks that don't know what the heck they're doing. You got your grandma over there, your cousin, your girl, your BFF. They ain't never run a business in their life. And all up in your business, telling you how to run your business.
I had a client to tell me a couple of weeks ago. She says, Danny, why are you charging so much to rent that unit over there? My grandma said she only paid $650.
Oh,
I said, your grandma been there for 30 years.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to go to professionals, the folks that know this stuff. Folks, anyway, I can help you. My company helps folks with advertising. I have a full plate of people. Right now, we're working with people who we're bringing from unsuccessful businesses to successful businesses, people who are advertising wrongly, who are now doing that rightly. Call my company at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. While you're there, look up our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have an office need, if you need some place to hang your office hat, a place to meet your clients, a long-term lease, we have locations at National Harbor, College Park, 8 Hub Zone, and at Largo, 9701 Apollo Drive in Largo. So, folks, I want to thank – anyway, go to that website at blesweets.com. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Fears. Thank you again.
Thank you. My pleasure, sir. And before I close out, I'd just like to share with you that if I didn't earlier, I work with veterans, particularly with veterans. A lot of guys don't even know they can use their GI loans to buy homes. We work with them significantly.
All right, folks. And Danny, thanks again.
You're very welcome, Robin, and thank you for having me on as your co-host today. I'm honored to be a part of this broadcast.
See you next week.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.